This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About 7 after the hour, it's time for us to put together as a collective here on the DJV program an overview from our perspective of the top 10 stories in People this week, according to the charts at People's Magazine. Maybe not. At Talkers Magazine, although People might have a top 10 list of the sexiest men around, who knows what's in People Magazine. That's not our focus, though. It's the focus of Talkers Magazine each week to study the stories that are in the top 10 list from all of the radio stations that they monitor, talking to hosts and that sort of thing. So we have our list of the stories, and we have our list of the people, ladies. I want to do the people. We normally go through the story list, but I want to take a different approach this week. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program and also Mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program and the popular podcast Beauty Pop. And Jay Kirshner is here, who's in charge of our social media and one of the members of the band in the DJV program, also Mother to Mac. There we go. Those are the bona fides for the people who are here. And by the way, Doug Steffen has a new grandson this week whose name is Jasper. You can see
he's
those
number
pictures.
One on the people list, right?
He is, yes. Number one on the people list.
He's so fat he could take up a couple chunker. Spots on the list.
He's cute.
He's adorable, but he's a fat baby. He's a big, right. Big baby.
Big baby. Okay, so at number 10 on the people list, the combination of Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt. This is something that has brought around. I wonder if this will do for the death penalty what George Floyd did for black relations. And this looks like one of those things that has gotten so much attention. It's like, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back. The governor granted clemency to Jones, the governor is Stitt. Jones was supposed to be executed for the murder of a fellow named Paul Howell, which he did not commit. So how did the governor have any choice? You know, the governor's being, oh, this is wonderful. He had no choice.
Governors and presidents and people can commute sentences all the time. So he was able to commute the sentence. A lot of people are saying, well, he should have just thrown it out. Well, his power doesn't necessarily go there. He, I think, did what he could, but there are already the ACLU and other groups, other activist groups are working to help him fight this and to get a
him,
retrial.
Him, Julius Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, this
he's
is
always...
One of
the last point is that everybody's been calling him innocent, and that's because he's maintained his innocence since this happened back in 1999. It was a murder, a carjacking. He said he didn't commit that crime, yet he was convicted. So whatever the evidence was, if it was created, I don't think any of us really know all the details about it. But certainly,
no, there's just a lot of questions.
Just
that
the gun was found at the family's home, but there's not much more about it.
Yeah, and he knew who the guy was, and he has admitted that he was in college at the time. He was running with a bad crowd, and the guy who also went to jail, the two of them went together. The guy rolled over, basically took a plea deal, and so he's the one who actually really killed Mr. Howell. And so, but he blamed it on Julius and was able to take a deal and by turning him over. So Julius ended up with the death penalty. The other guy got, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. But he's really the one that is the people are now looking at in, you know, with a different lens. But the interesting thing is, like, the behind the scenes of this was really remarkable. And I know so much else is going on. I wish this was a bigger story, you know, in talk radio as well. I know it just made number 10 on the list recently, but this was something that people from all political backgrounds came together on this. Wow. Super conservative people, super liberal people. I mean, every politicians, athletes, you know, Kim Kardashian was involved with this. John Grisham, the author who started the Innocence Project. So many people came forward with this and said, we're going to be executing an innocent man here. And when you have so many people put politics aside, I thought it was just a really, really important moment for our country. And the other thing that was interesting, Kim was on the phone with Julius. He has not been touched or hugged by a family member in 20 years. He is not allowed to have, and even before going to the death chamber, he was still not allowed to have any family visit him in person. He could only talk to them on the phone. So he was on the phone with Kim. While he was on the phone with her, and she detailed this, I thought it was interesting, whoever the person from the prison came in to basically force feed him the anti-anxiety medicines that everyone has to take so that you don't freak out because you're being killed. And Julius refused to take them because he said he had a clear conscience and he had nothing, that he didn't need to be drugged, and that if this was,
but it got,
you know,
so
his fate,
close
that,
why,
oh, it got so close,
this
that,
obvious,
that's what I'm saying,
so
it got
long.
So
what
it got
in the
so
world?
Close, it got so close that they were literally trying to give him the medicine. I mean, that's how close this got. And so the governor Stitt said that, you know, he prayed on it and all this other stuff, and I guess came to the conclusion that he needed to commute the sentence. Now, he's still, right now, like Jen said, Julius Jones is technically in prison without the possibility of parole.
Oh, but he's still in prison?
He's still in prison, but because that's what Jen was saying, he can't release him. He can take him away from the death penalty.
Right.
But now,
why can't
he
just pardon him like so many other?
It's not how the law works.
I don't think that's the gubernatorial power for
right.
him. Yeah.
Because a jury has, you know, this needs to be a new trial, and this is, and it
that's
probably
what it looks like
be.
He's going to get. And the fact that he has a stay of execution and life in prison, that may not seem great to people. In fact, I saw a bunch of people who are kind of dopey online going, there's
so many people
are
ill-informed about this.
That's the problem. It's like, this is the most that could happen. And the fact that he's not sitting at, you know, now, not upright anymore on the planet is the win, because now you can get him another trial. Now he can go through it. And so, yeah, it may not be an immediate release like a lot of people think, but for the law, this was the best possible outcome for him where he is right now.
Mm-hmm. And also the parole board whoever was overseeing his case, not the parole board, but there was some sort of judiciary board in the prison system that looked over this evidence. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's guilty. The gun was found in his attic. Well, what moron would hide a gun wrapped in a red bandana, which was the number one thing that witnesses saw, was the red bandana that the guy was wearing.
Have you seen enough TV shows?
So planned. Yeah, exactly. He said he wasn't even at home. Exactly. So anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks for the law and order thing. But anyway,
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
What I want to know is the one thing that I'm throwing into this, there is the prominent black people who have been associated with the outrage here, but where are the appropriate white people? Like, where's Joe Biden?
I just said, everybody.
I want to know names.
Okay, well, like Governor Van Jones went through a whole list. Yeah, Van Jones went through a whole list of people who were super conservative and white, and this was a universal thing that a lot of people came together on, which is rare.
Number 9 on the people list, the Premier or President of China, Xi Jinping. Is Xi, right? Isn't that how you pronounce it?
Very good. I'm very impressed.
How long has the guy been in power?
I normally don't like to pronounce his name because I don't think he deserves the respect of that. So the latest
thing. Call them the chairman of the CCP. You know, a lot of people call him President Xi. I do it all the time.
Chinese Communist Party.
Is he not the president? What is he?
He is, but he doesn't deserve the title of president because he wasn't elected. So let's call him the chairman of the CCP.
There you go. Let's call him a murdering thug, which is what he is. All right. So there was a 3.5-hour call this week between Mr. Xi and Joe Biden. What came out of that? There wasn't any discussion about anything that was important as far as I could see when it came to COVID, which they're the number one culprit in, not a word, right? Am I wrong on that or am I right?
No, it's true. And in fact, even after the meeting, a lot of the press from all walks of the media, not just conservative outlets, were asking the White House press secretary why Biden didn't ask about COVID. And she defended him, basically saying that they have other plans, they have other things. Well, look, you have the world stage. People are paying attention to this. People already kind of felt like she kind of ate Joe's lunch for a couple of reasons. One, the meeting was held at 9 a.m. China time. It was held at, like, whatever it was, 8 p.m., I think, well past the Biden bedtime, and the fact that they made him kind of be the one who had to stay up late into the night to do this call seemed a bit of a power play. And the most prominent thing is the fact that President Xi came on the line and said, "Hello, old friend." Now, that may not seem significant, but that's literally like giving the guy a poop sandwich, because Biden had said for a while on the campaign trail, "Oh, I have this great relationship with Xi. We've traveled together. We've had many meetings." And then when he started getting the heat about him kind of being on the take from China with the Hunter Biden laptop being discovered and all of that, he backed away. And so just as late as a couple of weeks ago, he was asked if President Xi, why wouldn't you go talk to your old friend about cooperating with the COVID research? And he said, he's not my old friend, and kind of went off about, got angry about President Xi being called his old friend. And so that is, the fact that Xi sits down and the very first thing that comes out of his mouth is, "Hello, old friend," is a slap. And it's also really clear that they're watching every single move, every single step in this country, the division, everything, because they keep using it against us on the world stage. And it's, you know, they're low blows to Joe, to Antony Blinken a couple of months ago during their summit. Sure. Right.
Yeah. Okay, number 8 on the countdown is a focus in terms of people on Alex Jones. We'll get to that after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the, I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
It was the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495, or access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
Okay, so at number 8 on the people list is Alex Jones, the talk radio host. And I say this not even advisedly. Most of the people that are doing this for a living with me have not been around as long as I have been around, frankly. I don't say that to brag. I just have been doing this longer than actually anybody else, except Jim Bohannon and I, both about the same length of time. And so when I look at guys like Alex Jones, who are opportunists, I think everybody's entitled to their point of view, and I think we need to be held accountable for our points of view. You know, there are some people who say he's dangerous, and in a way, I guess he is, but he got his comeuppance this week because he's been found guilty in that trial. What was it, half a dozen families sued him after he claimed that the Sandy Hook massacre at the school was a hoax, right? And so they got him, and they got him good. And whether it puts him out of business or not, I don't guess that he should be shut down, but he deserves to get the black eye that he got, frankly. There are other ways of approaching it. Everybody's different, and the only way he can sell stuff is to be outrageous because he doesn't have any talent to do anything
else. I was going
to
say, there's no talent there. That's just, I don't know.
It's noise.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's noise. 21 after.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. The folks who are on the DJV program weekday mornings on lots of stations around the country are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to review the top 10 stories and people list from Talkers Magazine as an accompaniment to the official Talk Radio countdown show that I do with Michael Harrison. Now, at this part of each hour in the DJV program, we aim to talk about what's trending on social media and get to people's responses who are listening to the program. Joe Biden is talking about he's considering, or somebody's considering, the U.S. is considering, to boycott the Olympics. So this is a diplomatic boycott.
Yeah, okay.
So what does that mean?
The athletes can still go, right?
American yes, yeah. It'll just be the diplomats that will not be part of the opening ceremonies.
Is that because of our relationship with China? Did he say this to President Xi?
I think
this
is about the Uyghurs. This is the Uyghurs. Yeah, I mean, that's other than that.
Did they talk about the Uyghurs this week? These two guys?
Do we know what was in the 3 hours of the conversation?
Yeah, we do, and we know that President Xi, now the administration is admitting it, kind of drew a red line about the United States not getting involved with Taiwan. That was first reported by Chinese media. Now the United States media has confirmed that, but nothing about Uyghur Muslims, nothing about COVID.
I mean, there were also limitations that were already set in order to have the call, and there were topics that weren't even talked about.
I agree with that.
I just think that, you know, the facts are facts. I mean, this was already pre-negotiated before they had the call. That happens in almost every diplomatic phone call.
Of course, about what they can talk about, but why even make it a thing? Why give the president 3.5 hours in the middle of, literally in the middle of his night? Because we know he shuts down his day very early. He's not like a Trump night owl. He cuts his day about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So he stays up extra late so that he can have this phone call. And it just doesn't look good. If you can't talk about some of the things that are really important, then what's the point?
All right, Jay, what are the listeners saying about this?
Well, regarding the political boycott, Chris Bialcino questions why not a full boycott, which kind of echoed a lot of what other people are talking about.
Yeah, but that's right. But I understand that. And, but the thing that really is annoying, though, is if you talk to the actual athletes who have been training for this, some of them, this is their last Olympics. Some of them, it's their first. The athletes are the ones who want to go forward with this. So I feel like it's easy for a couch potato to just say, oh, well, why not a full boycott? Well, then talk to the athletes and let them make the decision.
So pretty much everybody echoed the same thing. Yeah. All right.
How about this? How about just don't let China have the Olympics? Why doesn't the world?
Well, that's the Olympic committee should have gotten. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the comment too was, who cares about the Olympics anymore? A lot of people are so tired of the Olympics being politicized just as everything else that they've already been boycotting, regardless of the fact that the upcoming Olympics are in Beijing.
The Julius Jones clemency. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy commented that the overwhelming evidence found in the case says he's guilty. Lauren Cheryl says a commuted sentence is just wasted money. And David Marr asks, if he's innocent, why did he get life in prison without parole? Which is something that people said earlier, that's part of the law.
People don't understand. This is a simple Google search. Like, this is not hard to understand these facts. It's just not.
But people don't, because we've gotten into emotions. It's the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. You can think all day long that Kyle Rittenhouse shouldn't have been there, but the point is, did he act in self-defense, or was this intentional murder? And people let their feelings color how the law is applied.
And the fact that there's still so many people that are in the camp of believing Kyle Rittenhouse killed black people, not white people.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Nuts.
Well, but
America,
get it
together.
Well, you know what? In part, it's people's lack of attention to detail, and also the educational system that teaches people how to read and how to understand and comprehend, and also the fact that it's a shiny, the news media is supplanted by social media and the shiny coin theory. Whatever shows up, you know, whatever, you get the headline and that's it. Let's keep moving. And so there's a lot of stuff, I guess we'd call it ignorance. 28 after the hour.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Holiday spending is beginning earlier than ever for many shoppers who hope to avoid shipping delays. Bank of America Rewards Executive John Sellers shares tips for planning ahead to save and earn rewards.
Start by enrolling in loyalty programs at any retailers you plan to use for holiday shopping. Many will provide discounts or free shipping. You can also enroll in a banking rewards program and pay with a rewards credit card to maximize your earnings. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a rewards bonus of 25 to 75% on their eligible Bank of America credit cards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the 3% cash back you earn in your choice category, like online shopping, could actually go up to 5.25% cash back, depending on your rewards tier.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards. Bank of America member FDIC.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats turned deadly Sunday as an SUV sped through barricades and into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, killing a handful of people and injuring more than three dozen.
Making sure that the next kin is deducted, and that we're working with the families. That is our priority in this tragic incident.
Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson says they have a person of interest in custody. The next press conference will be at 1 p.m. local time. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries is reporting two of the 17 Americans and Canadian Christian missionaries kidnapped in Haiti last month have been released. A State Department spokesman says in an emailed statement, quote, "We welcome the reports," end quote. Americans overwhelmingly disapprove of President Biden's handling of the inflation crisis, currently at 67%. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation to ban vaccine mandates and clarifying parents' rights to decide if their kids will be masked in Florida schools. The Republican governor tells One America News, science says natural immunity is real and not being understood by the federal government.
Well, it's basic science that we're following. The OSHA rule, for example, rejected the idea of natural immunity, even though studies in Israel, Cleveland Clinic, you name it, have shown it is robust and it's long-lasting. And so if you've recovered from COVID, you have a blanket exemption from any type of vaccine policies. And I think that that's the scientifically justifiable thing to do. And I can tell you, agencies like the CDC that will not acknowledge natural immunity, they hurt their own credibility a lot. And I think it's one of the reasons why most Americans now view them as more of a political institution than as a medical institution.
Governor DeSantis says it's all about protecting the people in Florida.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think that my bottom line was I want people to be able to keep their jobs. I don't want to see people being fired as a result of this. If you look at how they did it, you know, they treated government entities a little bit differently. They treated private business. But, you know, private business, you know, they provided huge protections and a blanket ability to opt out. And so I think it was very effective the way it ended up being done. And I think it will likely withstand court challenges the way it was structured, whereas if you had done it another way, you may have given rise to a challenge. So I think the protections are strong. People won't lose their jobs, but I do think it'll stick in court.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner as we go through the people list, doing it a little differently. There's a people list from talkers and there's a story list. So the people list this week has number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. And the comments on social media about this trial, I was wondering whether there are any comments about MSNBC being banned by the judge in this trial. What do we think, ladies?
They should have been. Did you hear what they did? You know why they got banned?
I'm not sure. I've heard two different stories.
They sent their reporter who was a freelance reporter, admittedly, but the freelancer had orders from MSNBC to follow the jury bus to try to take their pictures as they were exiting the bus. Now, anybody who knows anything knows that the jury cannot be identified, and you cannot. That is something that will immediately lead to a mistrial, with and lead to no verdict ever being met if a picture of the jury is published. All you can release are demographics, basically five men, seven women, whatever. That's the only kind of information. And so MSNBC sends this guy out, takes a picture, try to take a picture of the jury, gets caught. And so the judge is like, nope, you've lost your privileges, you're out, because you could have screwed up the whole trial.
Yeah.
Well, this just speaks to what is so much a part of what is so-called journalism today. These gotcha people are out there to make a story for themselves.
Well, everyone thinks they're TMZ. It's like the new standard. That's something TMZ would do. And TMZ would be stupid because they could trigger a mistrial as well.
TMZ is smart enough. Harvey Levin is smart enough not to take pictures of the jury. He's a lawyer, and he knows what this does. I mean, you can throw out a case for anything like this to go wrong. So all of this work, this energy, the protests that are going on inside of the courthouse, everybody paying attention would be out the window because MSNBC wants to take a picture of the jury. That's ridiculous.
It tells you the fiber of the management of the company, whether it's MSNBC and the person that runs the news department there, or the global big umbrella of NBC, or Comcast that owns Universal and NBC. Where does it all, does it trickle uphill? The buck stops at the desk of the guy who runs the entire operation? Because if in fact they're really watching, if they're management, if they're in charge, then they're either in charge or they're not in charge. And guys like that at the top will throw the ball down the stairs, and some guy in the middle, or the person who runs the news department at MSNBC, gets fired, something like that. But it's still, the cost, it seems to me, is clear, and is a blight on NBC as well. And so what are...
Shouldn't they know better? I mean, NBC
of course they should
used
know better.
To be a pretty powerful news bureau.
Yeah.
But who's also... Here's a question, though. Who's also stopping people, the protesters who are outside, from taking pictures and posting on social media of the jurors?
They go to a different location. They don't walk in and out of the courthouse. So a bus picks them up at some location, and then they're brought in underground into the courthouse, and that's how they get in.
Right.
So they can hear... The protesters have thrown things at the bus, but the bus has like shades on it, essentially.
What moron would throw things at the bus? What are they throwing things at the bus for?
We talk off the air, on the air, the show continues, but the jury, part of why I think this is taking so long and why this process has gone so long is that I think there are a lot of people who are really concerned about the ramifications of a verdict for their community and for themselves personally.
On which side? Which going which way?
The jury feeling like they're going to get attacked based on what decision they make, period.
Whether he's guilty or not guilty, it's going to make
the verdict is. Yeah.
All right. So what are people on social media, Jay, saying about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
A lot of people are saying he's innocent. He should be found innocent. Regardless of why he was there is not why he's on trial. Very few people are saying that he needs to be held accountable, and even his mom or whoever supplied him with the gun. But for the most part, it's going to get really, really upsetting in Kenosha because people are going to riot regardless of what the verdict is because there's such a strong stance on whichever side you are and what you believe.
Well, I'm looking at some of the comments.
But not
a guy named Todd Osborne said the bottom line, if you go looking for trouble, you'll find trouble.
Right, but that's not a legal argument. Sure,
no,
that's fine. That's what everybody thinks.
Thinking.
But
and the fact remains, a lot of people are still basing their opinions on other people's opinions. Not enough are doing research. The fact that people still don't even know the race of the victims is kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
You see racial injustice signs in front of the courthouse, and it's surprising because you go, is this like a weird alternate universe? Like, nobody's black. Like, it's not surprising for me to see those signs in front of the Ahmaud Arbery trial, which is going on right now, because there was a black victim in this case. But there's nobody that was involved with this that is a person of color, and it's just really strange. And, in fact, the fact that we've made an again, I think life is valuable and that, you know, no one gets to be the person who walks around and deciding who's going to live and die. Just that being said. But we've almost propped up these guys who were shot by Kyle Rittenhouse. These are bad people. These are people who have long criminal records, who were out in Kenosha, and everybody's worried about why Kyle Rittenhouse was out there. When the heck were these guys going out there? I mean, you have a guy who's dead now who was... on multiple counts of imprisoning women and children. Yet another guy who was a known pedophile with multiple sodomy charges against him. I mean, these are not people that you want, like, that were out in Kenosha just walking their poodles. These are all people that really we should be questioning why all of them were there.
Yep.
But it's really strange how the media decides to, like, lift certain people up and just not tell the whole story. I don't know. This is
okay.
And it's putting gasoline on a fire that doesn't need it. I think that's what's so frustrating is there's way too much division already. Why create more? And if the answer is to sell papers or get clicks, I don't know.
Of course that's what it is. Number six is a focus on your pal Adam Schiff. Jennifer, what's he up to?
He's not my pal. He's my congressman, though.
Yeah, right.
Adam Schiff has been getting a lot of coverage because he's got a book out, first of all, brand new book. So he's been out on a lot of the shows talking about it. But he also is head of the he's on the Intel committee, and he's part of the congressional committee that's investigating January 6th. So they are subpoenaing. One of the reasons we talk about Adam Schiff is that they have subpoenaed people in Trump's inner circle. Many of those people, including Steve Bannon, have refused to respond to the subpoena, and they've taken the misdemeanor charge because they don't want to give any credibility to the investigation. So that's one of the reasons we're talking about him. The other is that every time he's doing these interviews, he's been asked, do you feel remorse? Do you feel like you need to apologize to your constituents and the American people for lying about the Trump and Russia collusion charges that you said you saw evidence of yourself? Because also going on is that the person who created all of the salacious content that went in that dossier was just charged by John Durham and his investigation for making everything up. And so Adam Schiff for years beat a drum that he had seen the evidence between Trump and Russia that turned out to be untrue and just based on rumor, hearsay, and just made up antics. And he says he doesn't want to apologize because he still believed it happened. So,
you know, there's a, I want to get off of the people because the rest of them are all just the same old, same olds. There's a suit that's been filed against the company that you work for during mornings. It's not against the company. It's against somebody that works for the company. And this is how, again, things get twisted around. It just so happens that Jennifer, who does mornings on KRLA, that radio station belongs to a company called Salem Media Group. They own news talk stations all around the country, including K-News in Denver. And they have been sued because one of the station's hosts keeps talking about election fraud there. And somebody filed a complaint with them. But it seems to me in that circumstance... that, although, again, it does the same thing as I said a few minutes ago, it kind of rolls uphill to the top of the pile. But this guy is the one who should be held responsible, as the individual hosts are the ones that ought to be held responsible, like Alex Jones was held. There was no suit against any law, any stations that carry him. It was against him. So instead of trying to work over the company, these guys have to be held responsible on their own. I don't know that much about this guy, Randy Corcoran, or whatever his name is, but...
I know there's a lot of people who are upset about the election issues, but I got to tell you, I mean, there are plenty of false narratives that people are talking about, but then there are also plenty of pieces of evidence that people aren't talking about. And so, again, just common sense is the key, right? If we need to have in our elections, we need to be solid in the fact that they are being carried out in the right way, because when people lose faith in them, that's when you really start to get into problems. That's when our republic is at risk. And many people of color, conservative, many people have lost faith in the fact that elections are being held properly. So what would make people feel better? An investigation, some transparency, instead calling people whack jobs and trying to sue them and shut them up, it's probably not the right way to go. Let's do an overhaul. Let's look at our election system. Let's figure it out. I know when they did that in L.A. County and they did it because they were sued, they pulled over 150,000 dead people off of the voter rolls. Yeah. And those people had voted after their death. Now, in Los Angeles, that's a significant number when you're talking about elections like in a neighboring congressional district decided by 333 votes. Mm-hmm. So let's just get better. People are taking issue with things that are going on. So can we independently investigate what's going on?
Let's continue in a matter of moments here. Spend a couple of minutes talking about the latest COVID realities right after these words.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
All right, 47 after the hour here on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week from the DJV showers. Booster shots. Is everybody going to get one? Every adult? Is that good? Everybody? I thought we could all get them now. I don't get the deal. What's the big deal here?
Well, you're over 65, so you're in the category that first was rolled out. But, yeah, they're pushing now. And individual states, like in New Jersey where I am, our governor said, you know, they use the CDC for guidelines and guidance, but they want everybody over 18 to get a booster if it's been 6 months of Pfizer, because the numbers plummet to 43% protection. So I was happy that Lewis and I got our boosters literally 6 months to the day of, you know, of our second shot.
But, so the
and
numbers,
now more people are being hospitalized. And,
yeah,
and
the numbers have
people,
gone up this week. So does that mean immunity is going away if you don't have a third
down.
Shot?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to be boosted. And especially this is going to be another horrible story of nursing homes, because a lot of those people were the first ones to get the shots. And if they don't get boosted, then we're going to have a lot of spread in, you know, in those types of facilities.
Right. Disney says they're going to require passengers that are older than 5 to get a vaccine or not go on a cruise.
At the Disney Cruise Line, Disney Parks, there are a lot of people who are saying Mickey, who turned 93 this week, is getting a little tyrannical in his old age.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's getting Disney in general.
But how do you, we know that the cruise industry took such a hit. Remember the ship that was docked off of, I don't know, some coast, and the people were out there, I think it was off of L.A., and people were stuck on the boat for a month or something because of COVID. I don't know. It makes sense. It's, if you want to go on the Disney cruise and you've got kids running around and everybody touching stuff, and which is like...
So does everybody just go to the CVS or the Walgreens and get a shot? You go to your doctor's office?
Yeah, Costco's giving them out. You can show up at Costco.
Costco is?
Yep. My friend got a booster shot at Costco. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't need an appointment. You just walk in and...
Mask wearing cuts the incidence of spreading COVID by 53%, according to a new study. Some food for thought. All right, ladies, thank you for being here as usual with your great thoughts. The DJV showers, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay with Doug at 50 minutes after the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour, end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan and I. Mostly she does the work, I do, I take the glory. I don't know why I said that, I was teasing.
You take the credit.
Yes, thank you. No, actually, I give the credit to you. Top five items from the world of technology, starting at number five with Apple's offer. What are they offering to do?
Well, Apple has announced a new program that's going to allow consumers to make common repairs to their iPhones themselves, which is, of course, as we know, this is a big thing that the Biden administration has been a champion of. It's the right to repair, and that's something that I think President Biden signed as an executive order almost immediately. And so it doesn't just apply to iPhones. This applies to, you know, we've heard about the tractors. If you have a tractor on a farm, you can now repair your own tractor. Instead of having John Deere shut it down remotely, and then you just are stuck there. So this is something that Apple has also had to comply with. And so if you have an iPhone 12 or 13, that's where they're starting. The display, the battery, and the camera, you can actually make repairs related to those three things on your own at home. You can buy the parts that you need, and Apple will send them to you. It will be free in some circumstances if you're under warranty still. And so there they're now expanding the program to their Mac computers with their M1 chips, which I have an iMac, and it's so fast. It's amazing. So yeah, I think this is a really good step in the right direction. If you have an older iPhone, you're not going to be included in this just yet, but we'll see where it goes. They're probably going to expand it further.
Right. All right. Number four, the sad reality for people buying new trucks.
If you're looking for a brand new GM vehicle, pretty much, it's kind of pretty much all of them, especially if you're looking at a Chevrolet, a 2022 Chevy truck, you know, you might want some warmer pants and a coat because the heated seats are not going to be an option. So your bum is going to be a little bit chilly because of the ongoing chip shortage. Now, this is the latest thing that car makers have to sacrifice. So there will be no heated seats and in the SUVs and pickups. And this is, you know, as we know, the list just keeps growing and growing. The good news is, though, is that GM has said by basically just bypassing the heated seat chip, they are at least continuing to produce vehicles. And as we know, yeah. Drive around the country anywhere, you look at any dealership, and, you know, it's every dealership around me where I am in New Jersey, it's, you know, if you drive by a Mercedes dealership, there are no Mercedes cars there. It's all a bunch of used cars of other brands. And that seems to just be the trend. Everyone's trying to sell anything that they can get their hands on. And so GM has been hit really hard by this shortage, and so at least this way they'll be able to start making some vehicles again.
All right. Number three, a study about teens and tweens and what they're sharing.
Yeah, this was very upsetting this week to a lot of people for good reason. It's a trend that worries sexual abuse experts. Teens and even younger children are sharing more nude pictures of themselves online and often with adults. And so the once shared with even one person, the images can easily be distributed further, become part of the, you know, of the whole child sexual abuse dark corner of the web. It's horrible. And they found in this new study twice as many children between the ages of 9 and 12 reported sending nudes or other suggestive pictures of themselves in 2020 compared to the year prior. Now, some of the reasons for that, kids were at home. They were at home with their own home computers. They were probably bored. They weren't out with their friends. They weren't doing the stuff that they normally would be doing. And so a lot of kids took to more online activity. It really spiked during the pandemic, during quarantine. And so this is just, you know, another thing that parents need to worry about.
All right, number two is a new poll about Twitter.
Yeah, a majority of Twitter users this week say that they get news from Twitter, despite more than half of the users seeing misleading information on the network, and they say it's a major problem. This is a new survey from the Pew Research Center. Almost a quarter of Americans using Twitter, which is a lot of people. I mean, this is a lot of people. And they found that over 53% of respondents said that Twitter has a big problem with misinformation. And the interesting thing is that Republicans, who are kind of more vocal than Democrats about Twitter being a place of, you know, misinformation, it's interesting that the stuff that gets banned is actually not the conservative stuff. It's been a lot of other things aside from, you know, President Trump being banned from Twitter. But it's kind of an interesting poll.
Number one this week, we as a country have joined into this new cybersecurity partnership. What's that all about?
Yeah, this actually began a few years ago. I don't remember why, but for whatever reason, President Trump did not want to belong to this. This is a consortium of 80 countries, along with Microsoft and Google and other nonprofits and universities. This is called the Paris Call for Trust and Security in Cyberspace. And this is essentially rallying G7 countries to hold other nations accountable when they have cyber attacks.
All right, those are the top five tech stories this week, 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.